Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The government announces exceptional financial assistance for the self-employed, for all those whose activity is penalized by the fifth wave of the epidemic. They will also benefit from reductions in Social Security contributions. This was announced as a demonstration was organized today in front of the Ministry of the Economy at the call of several organizations of independent workers. In terms of health, Gabriel Attal warns us, Omicron continues to gain ground and we have not yet reached the peak. According to the government spokesperson, we can hope to see the epidemic recede in the coming weeks. The situation in hospitals is very closely monitored. EDF employees are opposed to the state's request to sell more electricity at low prices to its competitors in order to limit household bills. After this announcement, the four main trade unions of the energy sector launched a call for strike, which today brought together one out of three employees. In an internal message to EDF executives, the CEO also strongly criticizes the government's decision. Unemployment continues to drop in France. The number of job seekers fell by more than 12% last year, which is nearly 500,000 fewer people without any activity. The number of unemployed people has reached, at the end of 2021, its lowest level since the third quarter of 2012. Emmanuel Macron is currently receiving at the Élysée associations of Algerian repatriates. He recognized earlier France's responsibility in the shooting of the Rue d'Isly in Algiers. Dozens of supporters of French Algeria had been killed by the French army in March 1962. Emmanuel Macron announces that all the archives on this subject can be freely consulted. Tennis at the Australian Open. The Russian Daniil Medvedev has qualified for the semifinals. He will face the Greek Stefanos Tsitsipas on Friday. Nadal Berrettini will be playing for the other semifinal. And then the French handball team is on the field tonight against Denmark. A draw would be enough for Les Bleus to qualify for the semifinals of the Euro. Kickoff at 8:30. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.